From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for your letters. Yesterday, we aired an investigative piece about private security in a post-9/11 world, and in particular, at the Mall of America in Minnesota. Federal officials have urged businesses to report suspicious activity to help fight terrorism. But security efforts at the Mall of America have entangled innocent people.
Ashera Knapp of Temple, Maine, sympathizes with those in the story who'd been singled out by authorities, but says the burden of keeping America safe is a huge weight to carry. She writes, "Yes, it seems that the mall security team overreacted in several situations. However, if the team missed something important, imagine how awful everyone involved would feel and how harshly looked upon the security team would then be. It is a narrow path to tread."
But David DuPont of Austin, Texas, thinks the events described in our story were indefensible. He writes this, "We may always suffer a random act of violence, but the persistent loss of rights and the engendered distrust of each other hands a clear victory to our enemies."
On a lighter note, we heard yesterday from Paul Lucas, a columnist for ESPN.com, about the latest trends in sports uniforms. Ugly uniforms, that is.
You know, in this very, very young college football season already, the University of Georgia went out and wore solid red uniforms with what is believed to be football's first ever two-tone face mask.
Well, that got Steve Roberts of Cleveland thinking about a fashion faux pas he remembers from Major League Baseball. He says, "This reminded me of the tail end of Boog Powell's baseball career with the Cleveland Indians. The tribe had an all-red uniform combination in 1976, which was pretty hideous. Boog looked at himself in the mirror wearing all red and commented that he looked like a massive blood clot."
Well, finally, we remembered Buddy Holly on what would have been his 75th birthday this week. I talked to Peter Asher, the producer behind a commemorative album called Listen to Me that features contemporary artists covering Holly's most recognizable songs. And Tom Sharp of Oxford, Mississippi, wrote this, "I often wonder what the music world would be like today if he hadn't lost his life so tragically at such an early age. I'm fond of telling anyone who will listen, and even those who won't, that the finest pieces of music ever written are 1. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, 2. Ave Maria, and 3. Peggy Sue."
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why I feel blue without.
Well, please keep those letters coming. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.